I think there's this little five-year-old kid that comes out and everybody when they get to Disney World. Yeah. I'm going to have to confess that the little boy inside of me is still alive. And even though it's been a while since I've been like in Disney World, I mean, we did enjoy the times when our family visited the Magic Kingdom some years ago. Now, it's good to get to places like that early. I mean, all the attractions are great, but you got to wait for them, even though you probably don't want to spend your time just standing in long lines most of the time. I remember when I was there years ago, one of the most exciting rides we used to take was called Space Mountain. It was one of our favorite things to do, but there was this warning you had to read before you took the ride. Something like this: if you have a heart condition, bad back, ingrown toenail, or whatever, don't get on this ride. It's a wild ride through this outer space environment in total darkness. So you look at the line. You see it's one of the longest lines in the park, at least it was then, and you go, how long is this wait? They said, about an hour. No, are we going to wait an hour? We did. And we even went back other times. It was great. It was worth it. You got to wait for the best that they have. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about worth the wait. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk. Now, there are only a few chapters, but there's a lot in it. He told God's children back in that day that he was actually struggling with God's calling. He wanted justice. He's going, God, why don't you stop the sin in our nation? How come it's taking so long? And God says, I'm going to answer your prayer in my time. Then the dreaded word in chapter 2, verse 3, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. Oh, there's that word. Well, Habakkuk learns a beautiful lesson because he says near the end of the book in chapter 3, verse 16, I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in God my Savior. Habakkuk has learned a solid gold lesson about following the Lord. Doing God's best is a lot like riding the best ride at a place like Disney World. You have to wait to get the best. The Bible's full of instances where people couldn't wait for God's answer. Like Abraham. He goes with Hagar, his wife's handmaid. He cannot wait for the promised son to come through him and Sarah, and he causes a horrible situation. Ishmael comes along, and today the descendants of Isaac, who would later come as the son of Abraham and Sarah, and Ishmael, the descendant of Abraham and Hagar, are still today fighting it out in the Middle East because Abraham couldn't wait. Moses tried to deliver the Jews by killing an Egyptian. He had the right idea. My people should go free. God agreed, but not that way. He had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because he acted too soon. He acted his way, tried it his way, created a 40-year mess. See, God's best always comes after a wait. Look, a baby takes 9 months. Suppose you need an answer, but you can't wait for it. How different the result could be. If you could get an instant answer, wait. You don't want a premature answer. You want God's full term. Maybe you're tired of waiting, but God's answer is worth the wait. It's the best. You may have spent a whole life waiting for a love you couldn't lose. You've been waiting for a peace that would sustain you in every storm. You've been waiting for the assurance that when you die, you will be in heaven. Well, today, God is coming your way with the offer of Jesus, his son, who died to make all that happen, who walked out of his grave to prove he can. Maybe you've never had a day when you've made Jesus your Savior. Maybe you've never opened your heart to him. If you want to, and you need to know how, would you come to our website and find that out? It's anewstory.com. It could all begin there, anewstory.com. A lifetime of waiting for the love that will fill your heart could be over now, and that love could begin today.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.